What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Brittany the Host podcast. I am your host, Brittany Daniel. How are you guys doing? Y'all was beating me up in my comments, trying to get me to do more podcasts, so here it goes. I don't want to take more breaks, but I cannot say that I will be back all the time because what I do requires a lot of internal processing. So when I show up, I show up, but I love you guys no matter what. And I'm always thinking about you guys. Even when I'm not recording, I always try to make sure that I'm giving you guys the best content that I can. And it's coming from a genuine, loving, and spiritual place, no matter what I talk about. But in today's topic, so one of my followers, or I don't even like that word, my supporter, Shelly. Hey, Shelly girl. She is Miss Veggie Queen on IG. And she sent me this video, which was kind of alarming. It was a man talking to a woman, and she was basically, I guess, asking. I didn't hear her question, but she basically, from what I gathered, asked, like, how can she get, like, a six-figure man? And I guess she has her own business, so she's been making six figures for a few years. And I guess she had some other criteria that she wanted. And so he asked her to rate herself. And she was like, I'm a 5/6. And he basically was saying that a man that she wants is not going to be interested in her because she's average. And she has a child and she has baby daddy issues or something like that. And I thought that his deliverance was whack, first of all, because he was very impatient. He wasn't listening. He called women broads who didn't listen and said average women can't get six-figure men. All of this crazy stuff. I just didn't like how he spoke to her. I felt like if you're a real man and you have daughters, there's a way that you can articulate your point without being immature and an asshole. And I disagreed with his delivery, but I agreed to a certain extent, and not on the superficial level of what, you know, he was talking about, because he also said, like, he beats 20-year-olds off with a stick and he's in his 50s and he has money. And it's just like, nigga, let's be real. The only reason them young women are after you is only for your money. They're not taking you serious. They're not about to have children with you. They're about to get that bread, get that head, then leave. Let's not get the shit twisted. That's what I wish I could have told him. Because that's cute, sir. But sir, you're an actual man. You're an old man at this point to most of us. You feel me? So I want to preference all of this to say that you can set your standards at whatever standards you want. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with women saying what they want. And I feel like if you believe in God, you work on yourself and you really, and I mean work on yourself, not just the financial aspect and not just, you know, getting yourself up, because he did make a point. Men don't really care about your money. But a good man who's financially savvy is going to want a financially savvy woman, and a woman that's going to be able to at least manage what he can provide and things like that and help him out. So there were a few points, but I do want to say that to her point, I feel like sometimes women, we focus too much on the surface shit. And by no means am I saying that you can't want a man that makes a certain amount of money or, you know, look a certain way. Preferences teach their own, right? But I think that women, we kind of pigeonhole ourselves to only wanting a certain type of man when there are more important things at hand, if that makes sense. Like, I don't care how much a man makes if he can't manage it. If you make six figures and every month you're broke or you're in debt, or you're spending your money on dumb shit, or you're not taking care of your responsibilities, or if you have a child and you're not paying your child support or being a man for your child. Like, there's so many layers that go beyond a six-figure salary. And I'm just going to be transparent with y'all. I make six figures. If you don't manage your money, you can still be broke. Like, six figures, to be honest, it's not a whole lot of money retrospectively. And just to break it down even more, and to be clear, because I don't want to put no fantasies out there, I don't make six figures with my social media shit. That's all extra. I make six figures with my 9-to-5. And that was recent too, in the last like year or two. So let's I'm not trying to brag or boast. I'm just letting you know, as a person who makes six figures, that shit is like really, it's great if it's managed well, right? But if you don't manage your money right, or if you have more expenses than you earn, then you're still going to be broke. If you have expensive taste and you are not budgeting your money, if you're just spending your money every time you get it, if six figures can easily go out the window, just like if you're making $50,000, there's no difference. Now, do we have more spending money? Maybe, if I keep my expenses low, right? But if you make six figures and you're spending $3,000 on a mortgage, you're spending $1,000 on your car note, that's half your money a month right there. You feel me? Or almost, because then there's insurance, there's gas, there's you got this big ass house that you have to furnish, like, and you have more, your bills go up. So don't get it twisted, or don't live in this fantasy that this word six figures is a magical word where it means you're living better than everybody else. Or if I just make it to $100,000, I make it. But absolutely not. There were times where I was happier making less because of the freedoms that I had. You know, I could do whatever. I like, when I look back on my life, and if you guys have been following me on YouTube for the past 4 years, there were times where I was making $40,000 a year. And there were now I'm making $100,000 a year, right? So I've doubled my salary within the time span. However, y'all, I did way more then than I do now. If y'all pay attention, if you guys watch my YouTube channel, right? When was I traveling the most? When was I doing the most? When did I have a more look outside looking in, like not knowing what was going on behind the scenes? When did it look like I have a more fulfilling life? When I made less money, to be honest. Now, is my credit better? Absolutely. Do I have to worry about bills at all? No, if I manage my money properly. However, I had way more freedom and I was living a fuller and, to me, best life when I had less. So I don't want my listeners or my subscribers to focus too much on a dollar amount. What should be the focus is, do you manage your money? Are you managing your debts? Do you own property? Because you can own property, y'all, not making hella money. Don't get that twisted. Do you have assets? What's your financial, how are you with your money? Do you have a good financial relationship? Because you can always make more money. You can always earn more money. You know, and you can get a guy with a good job, or you can have a good job and you can lose your job, or you could end up hating your job and wanting to change jobs. Like I did, and had to take a huge freaking dip into my income when I did that. You know, so I want everybody to focus on, do you manage your money well by yourself? And if the answer is yes, check, right? Because if you're a good woman, and you're a woman that's about her business and a go-getter and all that, and you link with a nigga a king that's a go-getter and all, y'all can twofold that shit. You feel me? And then he started to bring up statistics on 9% of the country makes six figures. That's a lot of fucking people, you guys. That's a lot of people. Black people in America make up 15%. That's a lot of fucking people. You go to any major city, there's black people everywhere. So don't get hyped up on statistics of feeling like, you know, oh, I'll never find a man because the statistics stay black. Absolutely not. First of all, more black men are graduating from college. You feel me? And you broaden your horizons. You don't have to marry a black man. Yes, I understand black love. I get it. I'm all about it. I'm all for it. I'm attracted to black men wholeheartedly. But let me tell you something. If my husband or God destined me to be with a white man with blue eyes and blonde hair, and we was that in sync, and he was my everything, like he was that other hole that I needed, best believe I'm about to be with this man. Also, we get too hyped up on our checklist when it comes to age. when it comes to circumstances. Like, I was watching a video by Shameless Maya, and she said that she just got married. So shout out to my homegirl, Miss Shameless. I've been watching her for years on YouTube. If you guys don't know who Shameless Maya is, check her out. She makes dope video content. She's just a dope individual, it seems like, in general. And she recently got married to a white man from Sweden. And she's a black Canadian male, black and Filipino woman from Canada, but she's lived in the US and stuff like that. And she posted a video, it's one of her most recent videos, and she talks about them getting married, and they talk about things that they were worried about, because she said that they have a 12-year age difference. She's 38, he's 26. But she said, I had to reprogram my mind because I was so caught up in, you know, that. And then she also mentioned, you know, the whole black love thing. Like, she knew she loved him, but what would other people think? You know, especially in America, we so damn judgmental of each other and what other people are doing and who other people are seeing and dating and being with, blah, blah, blah. You know, she thought about that too. But she said, if I would have allowed that to get in my way, I wouldn't have what I have now. And she was successful. He said, I don't have much, but what I have, I will share with you. That's heart. You know, and I feel like sometimes in American society, we get so caught up in what people have and the superficial shit of trying to look good on Instagram and going on trips and stuff like that. Where is this man's heart at? Who is he to his core? You know, half of us be like, I want a God-fearing man. Y'all don't even go to church. How is his spirit? How's his mind? Is he open-minded? Will he read a book? Will he listen to podcasts? Because a man who will do all of that can make and earn more money. Y'all can come up with a whole plan, business plan together. If he's the right man. And I'm not saying settle for a bum. I'm not saying settle for a man with potential. He needs to be showing potential on his own. You shouldn't have to come in his life and be like, oh, if you do this, then you can. No, that's not what I'm saying, ladies, at all. But if you got a good man, that's maybe he's a teacher, maybe his passion is teaching, and he only makes 50,000 or 40,000 or whatever, and you come in with your loot or with your pot. If you make 40,000, y'all make $80,000 a year. That's a pretty good life, if you ask me. If you're not a manager, right? And just so we're clear, there is a study out there that says that a person who makes $75,000 is no more happier than a person that makes millions of dollars. That's the sweet spot, because that's, if you can manage your money right at $75,000, you're living a pretty good life. So let's be very clear on what we pay attention to. And I feel like a lot of women also hem themselves up with, I want him to be tall. What's wrong with same height? Like, why does this nigga have to be a fucking tree? I don't even like tall men, personally. I feel like it's a big reach. I got to do too much to be, like, up under you and hug you and meet me where I'm at. I like 5'10". You feel me? Now, if you're a tall woman, I can understand why you would want a taller man. That makes sense. But you 5'3", 5'2", and you want a dude that's 6'2", for what? Why? Get you a 5'8", 5'10", dude. That's plenty of height. Like, why do you need this basketball playing looking man? And also, ladies, I do want to say this. A lot of men who earn a lot of money don't always have good hearts. Like, why sign up for the fantasy, right? And to have all this stuff, but you don't have any peace in your household or in your home, or you constantly have to worry about other women. And I'm not saying that all men that are handsome and wealthy cheat, but they definitely have more options. And if they're not a sound man with God and themselves, there's a lot of temptation that a lot of people cannot deter from, especially when they've dealt with women who deal with it. Because there's a lot of women out there who will just settle for a lifestyle and be cheated on left and right. So why would he put up with a woman that has high standards that's not going to put up with his bullshit to deal with somebody who doesn't care, doesn't have those same values and standards for themselves, right? So I definitely say let go of the fantasy of like what he looks like and what he earns. Yes, be attracted to them period. Like, you don't nobody want to roll over to no ugly person, and you want to be attractive to your dude as well. That's different. But you can be attracted to a rainbow of things. Attraction is more is physical. Yes, that's one. But then it goes deeper than that, because you can be fine as hell as a woman or a man. And if your attitude is stank, or if you're dumb, meaning you don't think. I'm not saying dumb as in, but if you just like close-minded or you're a low vibrating energy, you're not going to attract the right person. You're not going to attract what you want anyway, because your vibe is whack. Your the conversations you have are whack. Your values are whack. I'm going to tell y'all something. A man that has a value, God-fearing, and is about his business does not have time for a woman who's not. Because men have way more options than women when it comes to, because they don't have, their standards aren't as high as women are. So they're not going to put up with it. So I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how many bags you have. A man that's financially savvy is going to see through all that bullshit and is going to go the other way. So don't get hyped up on what your closet looks like, what your body looks like. Yes, you can. And I'm not saying don't feel good about yourself. I'm not saying don't get those bags. I'm not saying don't be the baddest woman queen that you can be for yourself. 100%. But make sure you're checking yourself on why you're doing it. You know, if you want to go get a booty surgery because everybody got a big booty, that's not a good reason to go get that. If you want to go get your titties done because everybody got big titties, that's not a good reason, sis. If you want the Birkin bag, or not even the Birkin, because most of, you know, I make six figures and I ain't about to buy that. I can't afford it. but if you want that Chanel bag, or you want that Louis bag because everybody else has it, or you feel like if you have it, it's going to make you better, it's not a good reason, sis. You need to be doing everything from a loving, positive, fulfilling place that makes you happy. Not because of everybody else or what you feel like other people are going to say or other people are going to think when you have it. You know, I drive BMWs because I like the drive, baby. Not because of everybody else. Not because of how I look when I pull up in it. That used to be the reason why I drove them. But I really initially drove them because I love the drive, and I've driven many cars and no car comes close to me. My homegirl's the same way about Mercedes. She won't drive any other car. That's her car. That's her brand. And that's fine, because that's what she wants to do. But it would be wrong for me to be like, well, I don't date nobody that don't drive a BMW. What? So I feel like, I think his response was whack as hell. I think it was very immature. And from a very toxic place, because it was very superficial. But I feel at the same time, the young lady may have had a superficial like expectation and standards. That's low vibrational shit, y'all. We're on higher vibrations. So attraction, surface level, how much money somebody makes. I honestly, to God, until I'm about to be, we're talking about we wanting to be together, I don't need to know how much a man makes. Can you take me out? That's kind of how I can tell. I can tell your financial situation by where we go, when we go on a date, what we do. And some men like to hide their money. Some men don't even want you to know they make money. You know, so when you date, enjoy the date. Enjoy whatever, wherever he takes you, whatever he gets you. Be thankful and grateful. Because if you're thankful for the little, you'll be given a lot more. You know, don't think that you're supposed to go to the most fanciest restaurant in the beginning. Before you go on a date, make sure that you talk to this man and that's somebody that you even click with. Like, I was asked on a date by a very young, nice man that I knew. I didn't even know. Let me just give y'all some tea real quick. So I'm not going to spill it all. I'm just going to give y'all a little tea, just a little bit. It's lukewarm. I was asked out by a very nice man that I already knew, but I didn't put two and two together. I met him in person. We exchanged information on a business situation. We did business together. Months go by, and I didn't even really, he hit me up on Instagram. I didn't even know it was the same person, to be honest. And then we started conversing in my DMs a little bit, but it was very innocent. It was like, oh shoot, you do this, that's dope. Like, I'm looking at this nigga making food. I'm like, oh, you cook? Because y'all, my last one that y'all know about, he spoiled the hell out of me. That man can cook, okay? So that's kind of like my new little criteria. Like, can you whip up a meal? Because I can cook. I can make something that's good. But I don't be in the kitchen really caring, like, it has to be like a 4-star gourmet type of thing. Like, that was my ex. He had that on lock. Like, he would perfect something. Oh, it was better than a restaurant. And if y'all been following me, y'all know on my birthday, them birthday lamb chops, if y'all saw those on my Instagram story, that was him. You already know, okay? So when I'm peeping his post and I'm like, oh, you cook? Then I see him get out a drill and put something together and I'm like, oh shit, you handy? Those are the kind of qualities I'm looking for. Like, if we get together, are you going to help me put some stuff together? Are you going to cook meals with me, like, or for the family? Because I'm not going to cook all the time. I am not Susie Homemaker. I got a job too. Okay. So I'm looking at like the stuff that he's posting and I'm like, oh, this dude is kind of dope. And then he gets the balls to ask me out. Very direct. That shit was sexy. Because a lot of men be pussyfooting. They'll hit you up. And then I always like when he hit me up, he texts me. And then I said, hey, are you a talker or a texter? Because I'm a talker. Clearly, y'all know this, right? I don't want to be texting. I can't get to know no man by texting all the damn time. It's so childish to me personally. But to some people, that's their form of communication. That's cool. If that works for you, sis, that works for you. Don't work for me. So I was like, do you call or text? Do you like talking or text? He was like, well, I like to, you know, he's old school. We come from the same generation. And it's funny because we grew up in the same area too. Don't know each other. We grew up in the same area. So when he called me, let me back up. So he said, yeah, I like to talk and I like to meet up in person a lot too. I said, damn, that me too. So I give him my number. He's like, I already have it. Then I put two and two together. I was like, oh, that's old buddy. Hell yeah. Because I already knew him business wise, right? Hell yeah. Hit me up. Call me when you can. Immediately. Phone rings. Boom. Love that. Love that attentiveness on it. You a man. Love it. Right? We stayed on the phone for 3 hours, y'all. 3 hours. And kikiing like homies. Like, I feel like I've known this man for, like, forever. That's the type of shit that we should be putting on our radars. Not too much of, you know, anything. And you can tell how much somebody makes or how their relationship with money by how they talk about it. You know, when you talk about places you've traveled or experiences you have, you know, I don't want no man to be like, ooh, that's too much. Or, ooh, you spend your money on that? No, because you have a negative relationship with money. I need a man to be like, oh, that's dope. Yeah, it's a little expensive, but, you know, it's going to happen. Or, you know, let me do a little planning and I could do that. We can do that. We can do that. You know, so when you get a good relationship with your money and you start having that positive conversation and positive talks, believe me, y'all, you'll know what to look for. When you start raising your vibration and getting centered spiritually and you asking God for certain things, you'll know. Because those people, you'll get that vibration and you'll be raised to that level and then you'll attract that type of man. So it's less about material and it's more about spiritual. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about your vibration. I'm talking about what you exude and you put out there. You want some low vibrational shit or you're in a place of confusion, you're only going to attract that. It's all about where you're at. And I'm not talking about financially, you guys, because you can always attract more money. You can always earn more money. You can always have anything that you want. The world and life is a big mall. You can get anything you want. You might not be able to get it tomorrow. But if I say I want a Chanel bag, it's only a matter of time. I'm going to get it. I'm going to ask God for it, put it out there in the universe, and then start making moves to make sure I get it. Whether it takes me a year, 6 months, whatever, it doesn't matter. I can get anything I want. You can too, but you have to know that. You know that by doing the spiritual work, raising your vibrations, getting in alignment, making sure you're working in your purpose. You know, I know I'm going to be successful. I know I'm going to have a family. I know I'm going to be married one day, and not to just anybody, Like, I posted a meme today. It's like, people's like, oh, you'll never be married because your standards are too high. And the other part says, shit, you're going to get divorced because you're settling. Don't settle just to have someone, y'all. It's low vibrational shit. If you know somebody is not in alignment with you, does not connect with you, does not, you're not on the same page, or you're not getting your needs met, you're not on the same vibe. Like, you're not, that's low vibrational, you guys. Be single until you find somebody that meets you on that right. Actually, it's not even that. Be single until you raise your vibration, because when you raise your vibration, everything else comes to you. And how you do that is by doing the spiritual work, getting in alignment, praying, meditating, going within, figuring yourself out, healing. You know, I just did a podcast on healing. Go, y'all, go listen to that. And I can't give you I can tell you what to do, but I can't show you how to do it. Everybody's process is different. There is no one way to go about doing that. You know, but the way it starts, I always say, pray first. God will send you the answers. Tell him, ask, be very specific. God, show me. And then also, you guys, write down the qualities of a man that you want. Write down the qualities of a man that you want. Qualities. Okay, I wrote mine down the other day. And I do this every so often, because when you raise your vibration, or you start growing in life and you heal, sometimes your list changes. Mine definitely did, because sometimes you can get everything that you want, but not what you need. So I'm going to share my list with you guys, so you guys can get a better idea of what I'm talking about. And some people be like, don't do that. Y'all, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. And I believe whatever's meant for me is meant for me. And no matter what I do or share prematurely while it's happening, if it's meant for me, can't nobody stop that. So when people be like, oh, people are going to pray against you, you're just sending me more blessings. So I don't care. Okay, so this is what I put. What I need in a partner. Not what I want. What I need in a partner was what I titled this. Supportive. A leader. A motivator. I want to get flowers. I want to receive gifts. I want to be cherished. I want him to open doors. So I want him to be chivalrous. Be financially stable. Healed from past relationships. I put healed from past relationships. A man who wants to work towards a family and marriage. A lot of men don't know they want to marry you day one. They don't know you yet. They want to check out your vibe. They want to make sure they know who you are as a person. You feel me? So a man who wants to work towards a family and a marriage. A man who is spiritual and believes in God. Because there's some folks out there claiming they're spiritual but don't believe. You got to believe in something. Whether it's Allah, the universe, some. But for me, I need God to be in the midst of that. But most of the time, people who are spiritual definitely believe in God. They just may not call it that. A man that's handsome. See, it's on my list. A man that's handsome. A man that takes care of himself, works out, eats well, reads. Okay. A man that's open-minded. Because a man that's open-minded will be open to different possibilities and ideas. You know, and they can make more money. You feel me? You guys, y'all better pay attention. A man that pays for all dates. I don't want to come out of my pocket on dates. That's not what I do. I don't do that. I don't operate like that. No children. And the reason being is I want to break generational curses. I have nothing against men with children. I think that that's beautiful. I love when I see black fathers. But I don't want a broken home. I came from a broken home, and it means a lot to me to make sure that my children have all the same, that have all the same siblings, have all the same parents. Somebody that's loving, affectionate, and doesn't mind PDA, a nice smile. What else did I put on here? A man that sees my value. A man that sees his value. A man I will honor and respect, a man that will honor and respect me, a man who is always faithful, not sometimes, Not when the booties ain't around. A man who is always faithful. And a man that makes me feel safe. Not just physically, but in a relationship. I want to feel safe. Safety is very important. And what I mean by safety is a man that makes me feel, no matter what, he can go on a trip with his boys. I know he's good. I know that he's not going to put himself or my family in some bullshit. I want to feel comfortable. I want peace in my home. He don't got to worry about me. I don't got to worry about him. I'm not about to be checking phones. I'm not going to be checking emails. I'm not going to allow nobody to disturb my peace. I got enough stuff going on in my brain on a daily sometimes that I don't need an outside source disrupting my peace. Now, will I go through things with this man? Probably, you know, growing pains. Relationships take work. Relationships should hold a mirror up to show you what you need to work on for yourself. Relationships take work, okay? So that's not what I'm steering away from, but I do want to feel safe and secure in that situation. So I hope that you guys have understood a little bit more on what qualities are more important than the dollar amount, but also at the same time, put out there what you want, you know, but make sure there's a reason behind it and make sure that you're specific, because you can get a man with six figures or you can get a man that's making a lot of money, but is he managing it? Is he always in debt? Is he a gambler? Does he have an alcohol problem? You know, does he have a good relationship with his money? Is he faithful? Is he caring? Is he kind? Is he loving? Is he affectionate toward you? What do you need? Every woman's different. My list, somebody might not even care about my list. They might like, oh, I don't care about none of that stuff. I just want him to dry this and do this. Low vibrational shit, but you'll get what you want. You get exactly in life what you demand of it. So hope you guys learned something. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And I pray blessings and love and light. But I hope you guys took something from this. Please don't be out there being too superficial. It's cool to want stuff. Get it on your own. You know, it's cool to want gifts. I definitely want gifts. I want to be surprised every now and again. I want a little blue Tiffany's box every now and again. You feel me? When we're in something serious down the road, you feel me? But make sure you're in alignment. Make sure you're, whatever your standards are, you can do for yourself as well. You feel me? I love you guys so much, and I hope you guys have a blessed one. Peace.